Hi, this is a dictation for Lisa Ganna, LIRA GENNA. Date of birth is 6/25/1969. Date of accident is 1/11/2022. Date of service is 8/25/2022. The patient reports that she has ongoing pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back. The neck pain is around 5, mid back pain is 6, lower back pain is 7 to 8. She has a slight radiation of pain into the left buttock and left upper thigh, posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. However, it doesn't shoot down below the knee. Other than that, patient denies any other issue. No headaches and no other issues are reported. No radiation to the lower extremities are reported. Patient does not believe in any allopathic medicine. She doesn't believe in any injection treatment or surgical consultation or any neuropsych therapy. She wants to do a wholesome treatment by herself at home, except for the physical therapy, which is continuing. The patient reports that her pain level is between 6 to 8 and ADLs are affected around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. 20% pain have been relieved due to the current treatments that she has accepted. And in the ADLs, patient reports general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life were affected 10. In the neurology and psych, patient reports dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work, poor grades at work, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, loss of memory, denies any blackout, seizures, confusion, fainting spells, or disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient reports ongoing stiffness in the shoulder, bilaterally, as well as neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, neck, and both shoulders, both wrist and hand, hip pain and knee pain, and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level and it remains about the same, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are all fine, but she is not taking them. Substance abuse, none, and compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 104 over 68, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical exams is same from previous visit of 7/28/2022, dictation number 0803-084. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy at 2 times per week with the traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie programs, and she remains unfit to work for another 30 days for house replacement and transportation, mainly due to the TBI issues that she has significantly mentioned. And her legs are reviewed and the maps have been reviewed. She's also referred to neuropsych evaluation. Her MRIs were reviewed and it was found that patient can benefit from a cervical epidural injections due to the bulging in multiple discs, as well as a herniated disc at T12 and L1, and a bulging disc at L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1, since the complete pain has not gone away. However, she is not interested. She has written in writing no injections and no surgery for her. She also is found to have a bilateral sacroiliac joint involvement, for which injections were advised, but they have been refused by the patient. And again, the patient will continue on Celebrex, Tizanidine, Pregabalin, Wellbutrin, Votrin gel, and Lidocaine patch. However, the patient is not wanting any further prescription. She was referred to neuropsych evaluation also. Thank you.